Our next guest is Dave Mazza, head of product at Direction, who currently offers nearly 90 ETFs with over $13 billion invested. I would say, without question, Direction is best known for their leverage and inverse ETFs, but they have continued to broaden out their ETF lineup. And we're going to discuss a new suite of ETFs they just launched earlier this year. They're the first of their kind. They're called relative weight ETFs. Dave is now on the line with us from New York. Dave, great having you back on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Nate. Thanks for having me back.
All right, Dave. So back in January, Direction launched this suite of 10 ETFs. Before we get to these, let's talk about the investment concept underlying these ETFs. It's something called a pairs trade. Do you want to explain what that is?
Sure, yeah. So pairs trading really goes back for decades, if not centuries, where investors look for two assets that have a relationship with one another and judge whether or not that relationship presents an opportunity for one to be bought and another to be sold. So this is a concept that is used by institutional investors all the time. And really, we just took this concept, the kind of academic spirit behind it, and did it in an index and did it in an investable way with the 10 ETFs we launched. So we now allow investors to take advantage of something like capturing the spread, meaning the performance of value stocks over growth stocks or growth stocks over value stocks in an intuitive, rules-based, and low-cost way with all the benefits of an ETF.
All right. So I plagiarized this example from ETF.com's Dave Noddick, who's actually going to join us here shortly. But I thought it was a really good way to think about a pairs trade. He used the example of Coke and Pepsi, right? So if you think Coke stock is going to outperform Pepsi, why not go long Coke and short Pepsi, capturing the difference? And this is a market neutral play, right? You don't really care if stocks go up or down as long as Coke outperforms Pepsi. I just thought that was a good example. Now, Direction is taking this a step further by introducing some leverage, though it does end up netting out to zero. So let's look at one of the relative weight ETFs as an example. And I'm going to use the Direction Russell 1000 Value Over Growth ETF. The ticker symbol is RWVG, just because everyone is talking about how value is dead. So I'm going to play the contrarian here. Explain for us how that ETF works.
Yeah, exactly. So traditional pairs trading is done market neutral, where you're long one asset and short another. But what we did is wanted to make something that was more investable and could be considered more of a core holding. So in the example of RWVG, you get 150% exposure to value stocks, but 50% short exposure to growth stocks. So if you think about that in a traditional way, let's say you wanted to go, you are that contrarian, you want to go overweight value here. You traditionally would have 100% exposure with $100. But in this example, your $100 actually gives you 200% exposure, 100% from the traditional long, plus an additional 50% toward value, and then that 50% short toward growth stocks. So you actually, if your view is right, and you believe value is coming back, and it does, you would actually have the ability to outperform a traditional long-only strategy.
Dave, just to simplify a bit here, so basically with this ETF, you're 100% long Russell 1000 value, and then you also have this additional 50% exposure to value and 50% short growth. So essentially, investors will get the return of the Russell 1000 value, and then if value outperforms, you also capture the spread, the difference in outperformance between value and growth with that additional 50%. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So if your view is correct, you would, again, capture what you'd traditionally get from being long value stocks, and then you get 50% of that spread, 50% of the difference between value beating growth. And that's really the beauty here. When you have a view that a particular asset class, that value stocks are going to outperform growth, you actually don't just want to beat the market. You want to actually be able to capture value beating growth, and for the first time in an ETF, you now can do that efficiently and effectively with our relative weight suite.
Yeah, and obviously we should point out this works both ways. So if you're wrong on value in my example, you're going to lose more than if you had just been invested in Russell 1000 value. Dave, these ETFs reset monthly. What does that do to the investor experience? So we know with daily leverage products, you get decay where the ETFs might not give you the returns you're expecting based on the underlying index, especially in higher volatility environments. Is that an issue at all here?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. With leverage and inverse ETFs, and of course, Direction's background is best known for our suite of leverage and inverse ETFs. They're really designed for tactical traders, people who are managing their portfolio, looking at it very closely, and delivering that 3x return bull and bear on a daily basis. And if you hold them for longer periods, to your point, you have to be very careful with them. So we really advocate those for people who are consider themselves tactical traders, sophisticated investors. Now, these products use some leverage, but they do so in a different way, because to your earlier point, that leverage nets itself out. So your 50% additional long is balanced by that 50% short. So none of the challenges that can come from traditional thought of leverage and inverse products apply here. And really what we do is we take that 150% exposure with that minus 50% exposure and reset that every month. So an investor can have confidence knowing over the long run that they're actually going to be capturing that spread, again, if their view is right, on a consistent basis with that rebalance every month.
All right, so the entire relative weight ETF suite covers five different investment pairs, the growth and value we just discussed. There's also developed international and U.S. stocks, developed international and emerging market stocks, cyclical and defensive U.S. stocks, and large and small cap U.S. stocks. Let's talk portfolio application. So how do you think they should be used by investors?
Yeah, so the way I think about investors using these are really when you're taking a view and building your portfolio. So most investors, of course, have allocations to all of those areas that you mentioned that we have products for. So large cap exposure, small cap exposure, growth, value, and so on. So we think for an investor as a view that over the next 12 months or 24 months or 36 months that I think value is coming back and now's the time to implement, RWVG would be a really great way to capture that. So you can use this to complement your existing long-term holdings when you're taking a position, again, that value is going to outperform growth or like many people are talking about that emerging markets are now going to come back against developed markets.
What about overall costs here? So I looked at the fund fees. I think they're reasonable. RWVG, that's at 46 basis points. But what about the internal costs involved with shorting or any other drag on returns?
Yeah, so that's a great point because, you have the management fee and then any trading costs that come with it like any other ETF. But, again, the beauty of the structure that we developed here is that everything offsets each other. So, again, there may be some additional costs to short some securities, but when we're working and building the portfolios, we gain the benefit of that additional exposure. So when we're working with our partners and managing the portfolio, we think this is a very cost-effective structure to actually deliver this and investors. Again, shouldn't expect significant degradation or drag from any of the additional fees. And again, be confident that the delivery of the fund performance will match what the index is. Again, that 150-50 index. And since January, we've seen that to be the case.
Have you given any thought into offering pairs trade ETFs with no leverage? So just capture the spread on whatever market view investors have, sort of like the Coke versus Pepsi example I gave earlier.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. And we certainly have that in our sort of product development think tank when we put our lab coats on and think of new ideas, which is one of the great parts of my particular role here at Direction. And again, it's something we're thinking about and considering. The one thing I would caution with strategies like that is that they may not necessarily be able to be used as a core holding because you're going to have a lot of tracking error to the broader market when you're just capturing that spread. So they could be used more as a tactical use or something in the alternative part of the portfolio, but the relative weight suite here, you are net long exposure, so you have less tracking error than you would with a traditional pair strategy.
Our guest is Dave Mazza, head of product at Direction. Dave, I also wanted to ask you about another suite Direction launched last year. They're called Portfolio Plus ETFs. So this is five ETFs where there's a smaller amount of leverage being applied, not double or triple leverage. These are set at 1.35 times. And for example, there's the Portfolio Plus S&P 500 ETF, ticker PPLC. That's a 1.35 times levered play on the S&P 500. What was the thought process for rolling these out?
Yeah, these are really interesting products, and these are really designed for an investor who has that long-term strategic view, but who's comfortable taking on a light amount of leverage. So to your point, it's not trying to deliver two times the return or three times the return like some of our other products. It just simply takes the S&P 500 and adds a bit of leverage to it on a daily basis. And what we found from historical studies is if an investor does have a 30-year horizon, you actually might want to take on a bit of leverage, again, on a modest basis, to potentially outperform what you would have without that. So these are used, again, in a different type of complement than the relative weight suite to maybe complement other low-cost core holdings that an investor may have if you have a particular bit of conviction on large cap stocks or emerging market stocks that they will do well and that you want to get a little bit more bang for your buck without, again, some of the potential downsides that can come with long-term holdings of something like a 2x or 3x leverage product.
Dave, on that note, look, I don't think there's any question products like these and the triple levered and inverse products you offer, these are exciting, right? There's the potential for outsized gains, but of course, there are outsized risks as well, especially for investors who don't understand how these work. Can you maybe talk about the emphasis direction places on investor education? Because these products all do what they say they're going to do, right? The problem is, if investors don't understand them and they end up getting burned, I do think that can hurt everyone involved in ETFs and, of course, the investor. How does direction try to help here?
Yeah, I'm really glad you raised that point because it's an extremely important one. Like any investment, investors really need to be educated and know what they own behind it. And the one benefit of the leverage and inverse products is that they are 100% transparent, just like other ETFs. So you know on a daily basis, the delivery of the fund will give you 3x, for example, the exposure to the S&P 500. However, the word I used is an important one, and that is daily. So these are intended to deliver that return up and down, down or up, whatever it may be, on a daily basis. So if you expect that you would see 3x of return on a monthly or quarterly basis, that's not the case. It's really, again, reset on a daily basis. So we, both on our website and through any means possible, want to make sure investors are aware of that. But for investors who are interested in potentially using these products, I do encourage them to visit directioninvestments.com, where they will find more information from an educational point of view, or reach out to any of us so that we can help them understand the pros and cons of these products and how they may or may not fit into someone's investment strategy.
All right, Dave, before we let you go, we spent some time recapping ETFs and looking ahead to the remainder of the year with CFRA's Todd Rosenbluth. As I mentioned, ETF.com's Dave Noddick is going to join us here momentarily to do the same. Anything on your radar, whether really intriguing ETF stories from the first half or anything in particular you'll be watching for in the second half?
Yeah, well, it's been, I think, a pretty interesting year from a first-half perspective, both with the potential for non-transparent active ETFs, which is a whole different conversation. But really, if I think about flows, it's been a big fixed income story. Equity flows have been more challenged as there's been more volatility in the markets. And I actually expect these fixed income flows to continue, even if we get an all-clear signal from the Federal Reserve or something of that nature from an economic point of view. Fixed income ETFs, which is an area that we continue to look at here at Direction, just like others have, are a really ripe area for potentially really benefiting investors' portfolio, because now investors can get access in a low-cost way to a diversified portfolio of bonds that could be very expensive for them to build otherwise. So more to come in that area. But actually, before you let me go, I think equity flows are going to continue, just like we saw in June. So don't count out the stock flows in ETFs just yet.
All right. So on that note, I asked Todd the same question I'm going to ask Dave as well. ETFs are going to hit $4 trillion any day if they haven't today already. Do you have a prediction on when they may hit $5 trillion?
Well, every trillion comes closer and closer. I would expect, actually, now if markets keep going up, I think it could happen within the next year. However, that's a big if. Now, if we get a big pullback in the markets, any flows, whether they're coming from organic sources, mutual funds, or cash on the sidelines, isn't going to help with that. So we're a bit dependent upon the overall stock returns to do that. But I actually think that $4 trillion will come a lot quicker than the $4 trillion came.
Well, Dave, really enjoyed the conversation. Always enjoy having you on the show. Thank you for joining us this week.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
That was Dave Mazza, head of product at Direction, and you can learn all about their ETFs and also access that education material he mentioned by visiting directioninvestments.com.